It's the Rokan Show with Anna DeVlantis right here on 720 WGN. All right. The summer is upon us now. It's summer in the city. Back of my neck getting something and gritty.
Gritty.
I get hot and gritty.
Summer
in the city. Anyway, the point is this. That people are going to be out now in droves. They're going to be
getting dirty and gritty.
Thank you.
Isn't it a pity?
Isn't it? Thank you. Now, what happens here? Now, all the pretty people come out. They stroll up and down Michigan Avenue, and then they go over to Randolph Street, and they go and they sit outside in those places where indifferent hipsters don't bring you a drink for 20 minutes.
Right. Then, very hipster.
Then you go to the Viagra Triangle, and there's. Lecherous men and even more lecherous women. And there's a Lamborghini that is now a self-driving Lamborghini that just goes around the block by itself.
The bright yellow one. Is that the one you're talking about? That one's always there.
The person driving never actually has a destination.
Right.
It just laps around.
It's going around and
over
and
over and over. Never stops. Never gets out.
Yeah.
The Lamborghini.
Slow driving.
So there's all of that now, and then there's nightclubs and bars and restaurants all over downtown. That this is the season where they're going to be doing stuff, right?
And a bunch of music's playing, as Violetta's pointing out.
Right, as the car goes by. Well, there's one such establishment that is just a few blocks from here, that has just now released a story from DNA Info today. A River North pizzeria and club is drawing internet ire. For its new dress code that bans odd colored pants, obnoxious prints, and several other items.
For men and women?
The Bottle Blonde's Facebook and Yelp pages have received dozens of posts and comments criticizing the dress code.
So I can't wear my dirt stained jeans there?
The ones that were $300 or $400 at Nordstrom?
You can't. I'll get to this. Now, some people are sniffing this out and saying that this is actually racist. And this is it's like the new Jim Crow. Some people are saying that. We'll get to that in a moment. Now, the dress code apparently has been posted since at least May 9th, but it gained renewed attraction when CBS Chicago did a story about it.
About the dress code?
Yeah. Among the items that one cannot wear are white T-shirts.
White T-shirts.
Like
hanging
shirts?
Yeah.
Like a V-neck?
All right, now listen to this. All right, here's the full dress code. Are you ready?
Sure. Let's hear it.
No bad attitude or behavior. That's your first one.
Dress code. I'm out. It's a mental state.
Right, Kevin's out. Kevin, you're out.
Yeah.
That's right. Goodbye.
I had a good run.
Yeah. No excessively baggy, sagging, ripped, dirty, frayed, overly flashy, or bright clothing.
Now I'm definitely out.
Judy's out.
Seriously.
No matching colors of the shoes, hat, and or shirt.
I love matching.
That's ridiculous.
I think that's ridiculous, too. Well, why can't you match?
I don't know.
You're supposed to mismatch?
Like the red sneakers with the red hat and a red belt?
I mean, it's not going to look anyway.
Is it female and male?
See, this is the problem. It seems
doesn't say. Because they don't want it to be sexist.
Right, because if they said male, that would be a problem.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
No Hawaiian, tie-dye, floral, skull prints, or anything else obnoxious.
You're out, Ro.
So no one can go over there from Lollapalooza, apparently. Isn't where the tie-dye, the floral?
Oh, yeah.
No gang attire. Well, okay.
Duh.
Well, we won't say who's out now.
Like, right. Judy.
Judy's girl gang.
No embellishments or statement jackets, shirts, beanies, or hats.
I like that one.
Why?
I don't like when I see people in hats out. Like, I'm trying to have a nice dinner or a nice night out, and you got a baseball hat in here.
This isn't really a white tablecloth restaurant, is
no,
it?
No, but
this
still.
Is sort of a sports bar? Yeah.
Pizzeria and a nightclub.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
Although, I got to tell
hats.
You.
They're a little confused.
The hat, I don't understand the hat either. Like the oversized,
yeah, I don't get it.
Like baseball hat with the brim that's the straight brim.
The only time you can wear it is if you're on a patio. I'll give you this pass. It's a patio, maybe the sunlight's in your face.
Let me remind everyone this is America. Go ahead.
I mean, you can do it,
Not anymore,
it's also
Judy.
America
Thank
where the,
you.
The business can also tell you what and what they want, right?
I would say a beanie, and stop going there.
I'd like to stop. I'd like to stop at the beanie for just a moment.
I don't understand the beanie.
I don't see a lot of people wearing beanies, but
if you can wear a beanie, it looks good.
Not inside.
The problem is that, you know, then would like, there's some religious headdress. Would you not allow that?
Mm-hmm. And what about a green beret? Would you not allow him in?
I've been to this place. I'm not going to say it, but they've already eliminated like 75% of their clientele.
Right.
The people
I know.
In there.
Just from what you've read to us so far.
I know. This place is not exactly the pump room, if you know what I mean.
No.
No rude, vulgar, or offensive clothing.
Okay. Well, I mean,
good.
I guess you shouldn't have a t-shirt that says something vulgar.
I don't know. I find those entertaining, but continue.
You don't like the hat, but you want somebody that's wearing a blank U shirt. That's what you want.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. No overly large purses or bags. Backpacks.
I'm totally out on that. My purse is horrendous.
It's huge.
I put everything in there. And it expands to like the biggest. I mean,
it's like a
bowling ball could go in there and you wouldn't know it's in there. You'd be like, oh.
It's like a duffel bag. She carries a duffel bag.
I do.
I don't really understand.
Well, it expands to fit little kid stuff in it, and then it
actually expands to fit five little kids in it.
Yeah, I could. I could
like
put
a canoe.
Her in.
Yeah. All right. No overly large purses or bags. Backpacks must be coat checked if available.
Backpacks.
Okay. I mean, it's a crowded place. You don't want people bumping into each other with a big backpack.
No skateboards, hoverboards, or animals.
Oh gosh! The fact they have to say that.
Okay, I'm okay with that.
You're okay with it, but...
But what?
But do you see a lot of skateboards indoors in...
No, but maybe they've had a couple incidents and they have to mention it now. Don't bring your hoverboard to the club.
How about just when someone comes to the door, you say, hey, we don't really allow hoverboards in the club. They got to post this? It's that much of a problem.
Bro, can't bring my skateboard in, bro. This place bites.
They have to put caution hot on coffee, so yes, they have to post it.
But this, you'd only be a danger to yourself. You brought it.
It's hot coffee. Don't burn yourself.
But that's something they're giving you. This is
right. That's something
you're bringing it yourself.
Yeah, but if you leave it on the ground, someone else could slip on. I would be the guy that slipped
guess.
On it.
Oh, whoa, whoa, whoa.
It'd be like it'd be very Three Stooges.
And you'd be the guy that calls to sue.
Did I say that?
No.
I said
asking.
I'd be Three Stooges.
Yes,
that's what
okay.
I said. Thank
okay.
you. Thank you.
All right, go on. What else do we have?
No plain white tees. Now, they mean the band or do they mean the actual white t-shirt?
I bet they'd accept the band.
Now, this is an interesting thing. Now, let me just explain what is going on there.
Okay.
The plain white t-shirt, you see a ton of those in the summer.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
I wear white t-shirts all the time.
Right?
Big
you
white
see
t-shirt
that all
guy
the
in
time.
The summer.
Yeah, white t-shirts all the time. White, you know, V-necks and, you know, guys wearing them extra tight.
Well, you have to go white because if you go gray, yeah. You'll see pit stains.
However.
Right.
However.
However.
However, it is a sign of gang affiliation in some neighborhoods of Chicago. So if you're African-American wearing a white t-shirt trying to get into this club, that's enforceable. If you're a white guy walking into this club wearing a white t-shirt, are they going to enforce that?
No, that's the point. They say it's at the discretion of the bouncer, and that's where you run into problems.
You get the... everybody's going to have to not wear a white t-shirt, which is fine by me. Because quite honestly, I don't like the look of the white t-shirt. No.
Not to a bar. You're walking around doing stuff.
White button. I'm wearing a white button down today.
Give it a try after work. See if you can get in. Hey, not a t-shirt.
I think we should all get dressed in all these different categories.
And bring our animals and skateboards. And
you bring your big bag. Judy, you wear all your crazy colors.
I'll bring a skateboard even though I've never skateboarded in my life.
Yeah.
I'll give it a shot.
No long tees. Is that long down to your knees long or long sleeve? I don't know.
I don't know. That's a weird one.
Denim, flannel, not even around one's waist or zippers on shirts.
Wait, no denim?
What?
What? No denim? You can't wear jeans?
No. No plain white tees, long tees, denim, flannel, not even around one's waist, or zippers on shirts.
No flannel is huge. That is a hipster staple.
That's 90%
of it.
It's
a go-to.
There's no one's allowed in this place.
I know. Wow.
I mean, the one thing about the about zippers here. I think what we're hearing here is that they're concerned about people with weapons. That's what I'm going to guess there.
Or gangs, kind of people.
I've never even seen a shirt with a zipper on it. Like
the old zipper gang. Mm-hmm. Look out for them.
No cutoff shirts. Well, that's going to eliminate half the women in that place.
Well, I think it's cutoffs on men.
Can't show off the pipes. Definitely not going.
No deep V-necks.
What the heck?
Can't pop any cheddar. Definitely not going.
Yeah, can't pop any chest.
Or mesh shirts.
Mesh.
I happen to be with them on this. I believe
right,
that
the mesh
shirt
should
be turned around. All right, sir, turn around.
Free the nipple.
Walk right back that way.
Yeah, it doesn't work. It, you know,
we're not allowing any mesh shirts in here, sir.
With nothing on it.
I don't know what you were thinking of coming up in here with that mesh shirt mess.
I'm not going to even touch you. Just walk away.
I think we should protest outside there wearing mesh shirts and whatever else. Who knows?
I don't know.
No tank tops after 6 p.m.
No tank tops after 6.
Mm-hmm. I mean, it depends how you're wearing a tank top. You can wear a nice tank top tucked into a skirt with some heels.
Like with some sandals or something. It looks awesome.
No sports jerseys.
I'm okay with that.
Can't wear my color jersey. Definitely not going.
Except, I like this, except during games and of the appropriate team. So what does that mean?
So they don't want trolls coming in there, like when the Packers are beating down the Bears again. They don't want like a couple of guys walking in with Packers jerseys, trolling everyone.
I kind of agree with them on that.
That's hilarious.
It's going to be a rough season. You really don't want people with the opposing team showing up.
Killing our vibes, man.
These, by the way, if you're just joining us, these are the rules for a downtown bar, but what you can wear and you can't wear. This is a pizzeria nightclub downtown.
Because it's not a fancy, I haven't been there, but it's not a fancy place, right?
No, it's not fancy.
You sit there and it's like you watch sports games and eat
pizza. It's got a bunch of TVs. It's got you know, big tables, like those big like 12.
Like booths?
Big 12-person seating booths.
Oh.
It's right? Mostly a place to go get drunk.
Most places are, Violetta.
Well, but I'm saying like that is the purpose.
Well, it's
of
like
the
a bro
going.
Fest in there.
Yeah.
I've noticed that. The times I've been in there with another group of guys, and there tend not to be that many women. Although I'm told that women go there all the time. The women love it.
Well, there's women, but it's like a lot of bro. I've been to the one in Scottsdale, not the one locally. And, when it starts to fill up and turns into the party scene, I'm out of there.
All right. I'm not done yet. I'm like two-thirds of the way through this list. There's more.
They seem very bro-oriented, these.
No tap out, no Ed Hardy, no Affliction, or MMA brands.
I'm going to applaud this one. I'm going to applaud this. I'm going to applaud it. It should be banned in all bars.
Even Ed Hardy? Even Ed Hardy with the...
Definitely Ed
Hardy. I want to bring Ed Hardy back. I want to be the guy that brings... I want to do the big, like... chunky silver chain that's got the big like Ed Hardy, like it's a cross but not really a cross because it doesn't want to be too religious but it wants to seem like it is,
with jean shorts.
Yeah.
Oh, jorts. Mm-hmm.
That's the look right there.
Yeah, I want to bring that back.
All right, I'm in.
I want to bring back the Ed Hardy shirt that has some sort of patchwork on the inside of it. It's got it's and every element of it is emblazoned in some sort of swirly,
right?
Like
you can't really make out what it is from a distance. You got to kind of look up close to figure out what they're trying to do with the T-shirt.
No shearling fur, leather, jean jackets, short sleeve hoodies, or overly long hoodies.
Oh, for Pete's sakes.
No jean jackets?
No jean jackets. No leather jackets. What? No shearling fur or leather jackets.
That's absurd.
No puffer. Quilted jackets vests and no novelty sweaters.
I'm a huge vest guy. Tucks everything in.
I know.
What else is there in the winter with puffer jackets and leather or shearling or something?
They
like
must
that.
Have a small coat
warm.
Check. They don't want you to check your coats. They don't want you to even wear a coat.
No hoodies underneath shirts or jackets. Now, I can promise you the last time I was there, I had a hoodie underneath my jacket.
And now nobody said anything to you?
No.
Yeah, but who puts a hoodie underneath a T-shirt? That's strange.
That's an odd look.
that's
for people who just finished running a marathon.
Yeah, okay.
That's what that's for.
And I don't want marathoners places either. They smell.
Okay. All right. We'll let you know that, especially the ones that raise money for like cancer and things like that. We'll tell them. You're going to have to leave because you smell badly. I know you just ran 26 miles and raised $50,000 for brain cancer, but you're going to have to leave.
I think everyone's in violation so far on this. I mean, who would pass this if you really held everybody to it?
All right, we got more. No overalls, cargo, bleached, stone, acid washed, odd colored, or leather pants.
Acid wash had a good run.
Oh.
No joggers.
Jogging pants?
Manprees. That's like the capris for men.
Oh, no.
Does that exist? Calf-length. Yeah. Oh, yeah.
There are manprees?
Oh, yes.
I think I found a loophole in all this.
Drop crotch pants or pants with numerous zippers.
Drop crotch.
No athletic wear, like Under Armour, sweats, gym shoes, etc.
I haven't heard you mention one thing, Ro.
What's that?
Romp him. The male romper lives at this particular bar.
Oh, I would imagine. This is the only thing that would be allowed in there. Yeah. Is the romp him with...
It's a loophole.
With leather sandals.
It's a great look, Kev. You really should try that.
This gets better. No compression pants underneath shorts or rolled up jeans.
What are compression pants?
The Under Armour ones, or
are they like Spanx for men?
They're like NBA. You see guys in the NBA wearing them. Yeah. Stuff like
how
that.
Would you even know someone's wearing those?
You could see it coming.
Can they
out
kind
from
of feel you like as you go in? They give you a pat down.
If you're wearing it under your shorts.
Sir, you look like you're wearing compression pants. Please step
aside, please.
Yeah. Step to the side. I'm sorry, no compression pants. And I believe those are jorts.
Can we get a ruling on the jorts?
What's with the Ed Hardy look?
No jean shorts, jorts, or other shorts must be... longer than 1 inch past your knee. I'm not. You know what? I'm
sorry,
out of time for the segment, and I can't even finish. I haven't gotten through it.
It's a nudist colony now.
All right, let me just finish this very quickly. No high tops, high socks, athletic sneakers, Chucks, and Vans are allowed. No Jordans, Nike Air Max, or Air Force shoes. That's why people think this is racist. Uh-huh. Shoes are required at all times. No sandals after 8 p.m. Dress boots must be fully laced. No work boots. Hats must be worn at all times. No stickers or tags. No brimless headgear. No male jewelry. No visible tattoos on neck, face, or hands. Do you people understand me? Now, welcome to Bottle Blonde and enjoy yourself.
Have a great time.
This is like Sean Spicer should be standing there doing this. All right, here we go. Violetta's got the WGN traffic travel spots.